This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Bankrupt Swedish carmaker Saab may have found a buyer. There are reports that it's a maker of electric vehicles with some investment from Asia. For more, we go to Christopher Wirth in London, who's been following the story. Christopher, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So I thought Saab was dead.
Yeah, you're not alone, David. I mean, I was at the Saab plant in Sweden last year when it closed down. And I have to say, it was really, really, really sad to see a dark factory with a lot of half-finished cars just sitting there on the assembly line. But today, a company called National Electric Vehicle Sweden has climbed into the driver's seat at Saab. And this is a company that's led by investors in Japan and Hong Kong. And it seems to think it can breathe new life into this car maker that's really lost a lot of money for decades. As for how much they've paid for Saab, well, they aren't saying.
When I think of Saab, I think of front-wheel drive, and I think of sticking the ignition key between the two front seats. What's all this talk about electric vehicles?
Well, before it went belly up, Saab did have electric drive hybrid technology under development. Previous bidders for Saab had tried to buy it, but they were rebuffed by GM, Saab's former parent company. It still owns a lot of the advanced platform technology that Saab uses. GM doesn't want that falling into the hands of another company, especially a Chinese one. But this company that's bought it today saying it's not going to buy the rights to those newer models. It's going to turn older Saab models into electric vehicles.
They're going to keep the Saab brand on cars?
Well, the Saab brand is still really valuable. I spoke with Hans Niemann. He's an auto consultant in Sweden, and he thinks National Electric Vehicle Sweden will want to keep the Saab name.
There are enthusiasts all over the world for Saab, and I think they could be opinion leaders into something new.
But David, he says there's also a separate company called Saab Defense. It makes military technology, and it has a say in who gets the Saab name and what they do with it.
Christopher Wirth in London. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.